ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22. Chapter entitled Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras, text number 38.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya bibhati.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya bibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajiva hi buddhi.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajiva hi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Pratyudat karma kalila prakritam prapadhe.
Pradyut karma kalilam prakritam prapadhe.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya bibhati.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya bibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajiva hi buddhi.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajiva hi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Tannitya mukta parishuddha visuddha suttattvam.
Pratyuda karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Pratyuda karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Yasmin idam sadasat atmaya bibhati.
Maya viveka vibhuti srajiva hi buddhi.
Tam nitya mukta parishuddha visuddha tattvam.
Pratyudha karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
Word for word. Yasmin. In which? Idam. This. Sat asat. The Supreme Lord and His different energies. Atmaya. Being the root of all cause and effect. Vibhati. Manifest. Maya. Illusion. Viveka vibhuti. Liberated by. Liberated consideration. Sraji.
on the road.
Va
or
ahi
serpent.
Buddhi
intelligence.
Tam
unto him.
Nitya
eternally.
Mukta
liberated.
Parishuddha
uncontaminated.
Vishuddha
pure.
Tatvam
truth.
Pratyudha
transcendental.
Karma
fruitive activities.
Kalila
impurities.
Prakritim
situated in spiritual energy.
Prapadhe
surrender.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested Himself as one with the cause and effect within this body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy by desire and deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of the snake for a rope, can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental to the material creation and is spirit and situated in pure internal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendental to all material contamination. Unto Him only must one surrender.
Translation responsibly.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
manifests Himself as one with the cause
and effect within this body.
But
one who has transcended the illusory energy
by deliberate consideration,
which clears the misconception of a snake for a rope,
can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental
to the material creation
and situated in pure internal energy.
Thus the Lord is transcendental to all material contamination.
Unto Him only must one surrender.
This verse is specifically stated to defy the Mayavadi conception of the oneness with the differentiation between the individual soul and the super soul. The Mayavad conclusion is that the living entity and the super soul are one. There is no difference. The Mayavadis proclaim that there is no separate existing outside of the impersonal Brahman, and the feelings of the separation is Maya or illusion, by which one considers a rope to be a snake. The rope and the snake argument is generally offered by Mayavada philosophers. Therefore, these words, which represent the Vivartavada, are specifically mentioned herein. Actually, the Paramatma, or the Super Soul, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is eternally liberated. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living within the body amongst with the individual soul. And this is confirmed in Vedas. There are likened to two birds sitting on the same tree. Yet Paramatma is above the illusory energy.
The illusory energy is called Bahiranga Shakti or external energy. And the living entity is called Tatastha Shakti or marginal potency. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the material energy represented by as earth, water, air, fire, sky, etc., and the spiritual energy, the living entity, are both energies of the Supreme Lord. Even though the energies and the energetic are identical, the living entity or individual soul, being prone to a influenced by the external energy, considers the Supreme Personality Godhead to be one with Himself. The word Prapatya is also significant in this verse, for it refers to a conclusion of Bhagavad Gita 1866, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Raja. In another place, the Lord also says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavanam Ante Gyananam Mam Prapadyate. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. This Prapadhe or the Saranam Raja refers to an individual soul surrendered to Super Soul. The individual soul, when surrendered, can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although situated within the heart of all individual soul, is superior to individual soul. The Lord is always transcendental to the material manifestation. Even though it appears that the Lord and the material manifestation are one and the same, according to the Vaishnava philosophy, he is one and different simultaneously. The material energy is a manifestation of its external potency. Since the potency is identical with the potent, it appears that the Lord and the individual souls are one, but actually the individual soul is under the influence of material energy. And the Lord is always transcendental to it. Unless the Lord is superior to the individual soul, there is no question of prapadye or surrender unto Him. This word prapadye refers to a process of devotional service. Simply by non-devotional speculation on the rope or on the snake, one cannot approach the absolute truth. Therefore, devotional service is stressed as more important than deliberation or mental speculation to understand the absolute truth. Om Jnanatimiran Tascheryananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmaya Sri Gurube Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamlam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sakadatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Sha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopi Sagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturvesha Kripasindu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama
Rama Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Yasmin idam sat asat atmaya vibhati maya viveka vibhuti srajivahi buddhi tamnitya muktam parishuddha visuddha sattvam prayudaka karma kalila prakritim prapadhe.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested Himself as one with the cause and effect within the body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy of the, by deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of a snake or for a rope, can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental to the material creation and situated in pure and eternal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendent to all material contamination. Unto Him only we must surrender.
Hare Krishna. So we are hearing the instruction given by Sanat Kumar to Maharaj Parikshit.
Prithu Maharaj.
This ultimately also is Parikshit Maharaj receiving as well. Yes. So, Prithu Maharaj is receiving this wonderful instruction, teachings by Sanat Kumar, the four Kumaras, the great exalted devotees. So, in this verse, Prabhupada talks about a few points. Primarily, it is discussing about the super soul, Paramatma. Yesterday, Keshav Prabhu elaborately explained the Mayavad philosophy, how Mayavad is denying the existence of personal form of the Lord. And the Kumaras are giving here that Lord has a form, and we should surrender to the Lord. He is the all-powerful personality of Godhead. Now, so today we'll discuss little in details of the different aspects of Paramatma. The role of Paramatma, what does he look like, what does he do, and different things. So, the role of Paramatma comes into existence when a living entity or jiva desires to enjoy or be separate from the Lord, from the spiritual world. Just like a child is being stubborn or being a asking or wanting to do something that is not really a desirable. So what does father do? For example, he wants to a child wants to drive a car. A child, father knows, child cannot drive. If he drives, what happens? If a child drives a car, what happens? Yes, accident. There could be so many falls. You might even hit someone really hard, even kill. So it's dangerous, right? But the child is so insistent. Now I want to drive. So what does the father do? He creates an environment where the child's desire is fulfilled. How? He creates a little playground. It has a boundary. It has a safety net. And then he buys a car, a toy car. Then let him drive. Yet, he's not just completely letting go. He is watching from distance. That's the father, that's the compassion of the father.
Similarly, yes, when the jiva desires to enjoy separately, then this is our situation, just like a child. Being a compassionate father, he is accompanying us as a Paramatma. So Paramatma is a Supreme Lord. Now he's accompanying us, every living entity. So where does the Paramatma come? There's a once we have desire, Lord creates this material world for us to be, for us to drive around, for us to enjoy. We have everything, all the freedoms it's given, but it's very limited. So creation begins from Krishna. He expands into Chaturviva, the second Chaturviva. From the second Chaturviva, from Mahasankarsan, is three Lord Vishnu. This is the creation begins from Lord Vishnu. So how many Vishnus we have? Three. Who can tell me? First one, Krishna. How many Vishnus there are?
Mahavishnu.
Yes. Yes, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Shiradakshay Vishnu. Yes. This is confirmed in several places in our scripture. In Satvata Tantra, it is mentioned Vishnu stu Trini Rupani. So, Trini means three. Purushakyo Atho Vidu. They are known by Purushas. A Purusha avatar. Ekantu Mahata Srasti. The first one creates the universes. Dutiyam Anda Samstitam. The second one enters into each universe. He enters into each universe. So first one is creating all the universes. The second one is going into each universe. Tritiyam, the third one, Sarvabhutastam, he is going into every living entity as a accompanying father or the guide. So three Vishnus. It's also confirming the same thing is mentioned in Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. Eko Visho Rachitum Jagadanda Koti. The first one is creating the millions of koteens of Jagadanda, universes. Yat sakti rasti Jagadanda chaya yadanta. The second one is going into each universe. Andantarasta paramanu. So is now the third one is going into every atom and also coming into every living entity. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So now the three Lord Vishnus are there. So what comes in next? As Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, material elements is created. So what are the material elements? Earth,
fire, water,
fire, air, ether. These are five Maha Panchabhuta Tattva, the great five elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. So earth, you can see, is all whatever you can see, everything that is visible, touchable, or fruits, vegetables, they're eatable. They're all the manifestation of earth. Then this goes a little further, or more subtler, is water. It's only in a liquid form. Then it's fire. Fire is more subtler than water. Then even whereas fire can touch and see. Next is air. You can only feel it, but you cannot see it. Can anyone see air? No. It's getting more subtler and subtler. Then ether. Ether, we can't even feel it.
Air, at least we were feeling it. There's wind, there's, you can feel it. But ether, you can only hear. There's a sound. Then there are five knowledge acquiring senses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. Then there's five sense objects, which are the form, sound, smell, touch, taste. Then there's working senses. Voice, legs, five working, working senses. Voice, legs, hands, anus and genital. So how many are there together? Five gross, five sense knowledge acquiring senses, five sense objects, five working senses. They're all together now? 20. Yes? Then there are subtle energies, which is mind, intelligence, false ego. Yes? So there are more. And three modes of material natures, and also element. Karma and Kala, the time. These are all subtle energies of the Lord. Then the two spiritual energies. Anyone tell?
Jiva.
Atma and Paramatma, Jiva, yes. Combine all this, 28 elements, consist of whatever you see in this material. This is the creation. Everything, what you may see, whether it could be a building, it could be a tree, it could be water, aquatics, jivas, everything, it's just a combination of these elements. This is the creation. So when these elements are in the inactive state, it's called pradhan, and when is they are put into their respective thing, is called a Mahatattva, when they are coming to be. So, as Prabhupada mentions, they are divided into three categories. So, the material energy is called categorized as a Bahiranga Sakti, external energy, which is dull matter. Then, the second energy is called Tatastha Sakti, marginal energy potency, which is us. All the living beings, all the living entity, they come into this category as marginal potency. It's a Tatastha. Tata is also referred in Sanskrit, means a border. Either the living entity has got a power to go from, just like in the being in the bank, of the river. He has an option to go into the river, or he can stay in the land. So it's one of, he can go, he has an option to go both sides. That's why it's called Tatastha Sakti. Either he will fall into the trap of the illusory energy, or he can go into a spiritual energy. That has a choice. That's why it's called Tatastha Sakti. Then entire spiritual energy is called Antaranga Sakti, which is internal potency of the Lord. So there's three creation. Now, as Paramatma or Super Soul, where does he reside? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the information.
In the
heart. Yes. That's his residing place, is in the heart of every living entity. Krishna, this is explained in 18th chapter of verse 61 of Bhagavad Gita. Ishwaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarvabhutanam yantra rudani mayaya. Which means, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated in the machine made of material energy. So that is where Lord
resides. Huh? What does he do? He directs the wanderings of, just like they gave an example of a child who wants to be independent, but yet being a kind father, he accompanies and he sits in the heart. He's there, always guiding him. And what does he look like? Even that description is given in our scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very nice, what does he wear? What does he look like? Sukadeva Goswami in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the text number 8, chapter 2, text 8 describes the appearance. How does it look like? Of the Paramatma explains. He says, the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of heart and measuring 8 inches with four hands carrying lotus, wheel of a chariot, consort and club respectively. Kvachit se dehantara hridaya vatpakase pradesa matram purusham vashantam chatur bhujam, four hands, kanja, lotus flower, rathanga, or the like the disc, or the like shape of the wheel of the chariot, sankha, sconch, gada, dharam. So what does he look like? He's got four hands, something like his Vishnu. Lord Vishnu carries his four hands. He's carrying what? Lotus flower, club, chakra, and gada, the club. In the next text, text 9 of the second canto, second chapter, he gives what he wears. He wears, his mouth expresses his happiness. His eyes spread like a lotus petal. His garments, yellow in like a saffron of the kadamba flower. And he's bedecked with the valuable jewels. His ornaments are made of gold. Set with jewels, he wears glowing headdresses and earrings. That is the description of Paramatma who lives within our hearts. Now we may ask a question, that if Paramatma is living and his features is described, how come we can't see? How come the surgeon who actually doing a surgery on the patient can't see? Because, anyone can guess? It is spiritual. Our eyes and mundane eyes don't have that capacity to see the spiritual form. Therefore we can't see what is there. If Paramatma or the soul, living entity, is not in the heart, and how it's the, once he leaves this body is dead, can't even lift, can't even do, can't even stand. If you make a dead body stand on the and try to make him stand, does it stand? No. Collapses, falls, because the living, the Paramatma and the soul has departed. Who gives the energy in the body? I'm able to speak, I'm able to talk, I'm able to move my hands. Where is that coming from? Yes, soul and Paramatma. Paramatma is the person who's giving that power for us. We also find another reference in the Shweta Swara Upanishad. It is described
The angushta matram purusham tara atma sada jananam hridaye sannivishto.
Again he says living in the heart. Hridaya means is living in the heart. What is the size described here? It's the angushta matram, the size of this thumb.
So now we ask question, if it's the size of the thumb, what about in the as we mentioned, he is in every living entity, sarva bhutanam, all living entities, ants or little insects, spider, everything is tiny. The Lord is the size of the living entity, accordingly he reduces the size. It's not that, okay, he only fixes onto a size of the thumb or size of the 8 inches. Or this in Sanskrit is matra, means the size between thumb till the middle finger is called matra. So in the body of an elephant, he could manifest that size. Now, what is his role as Paramatma living in the heart? What does he do? Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, text 23. Upadrasta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, Paramatma Paramatma Chapikto, Dehismin Purusha Para. He is upadrashta, overseeing. What does he do? Oversees. Everything is in his control. Anumanta, he permits, he gives sanction, he's sanctioner, he's a sanctioner. If we desire, if we are qualified, Paramatma sanctions, only then it can happen. If he doesn't sanction, no. So he is upadrashta, overseer, anumanta, he is permitter, he gives you sanction or gives you permission. Bharta, not vegan ka bharta. Bharta means master, he is the controller. Bhokta, he is the supreme enjoyer. Mahaishwara, he is the supreme lord. Paramatma, he is known as Paramatma. So what is his role now? He is the overseer and sanctioner. That is his role. That's what he does as a Paramatma. If we desire, then it goes to Paramatma's. If he permits, then he give you. Yeah, we wish we could win the lottery. We desire, but it doesn't happen. Because we don't have that the karma or the qualification. If they was there, Lord would have permitted that. Another example is giving Lord as sitting in the heart, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, like a two birds sitting in the same tree. What's tree? Tree is body, material body. Given just an analogy, but it's like, so to like up two birds sitting in the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit of that tree. Second bird is just waiting when this, he's not, he's just waiting to see when he will turn to him, because Lord is there. That is the example giving enough. The Lord is sitting Lord and the soul and the super soul living in the same tree. That is, they are given in the Manduka Upanishad. Now, what is the qualities of Paramatma? Krishna also gives in the 9th chapter and the 18th verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Saranam Surit Prabhava Pralaya Sthanam Nidhanam Bijam Abhyayam. The Lord is Gati, the goal for the living beings. So it's Krishna here. So what is living entity is to? A gati is, gati means goal. Goal is what? To go back to spiritual world, go back to Krishna. So Lord is gati. Partha, sustainer. He sustains from one tiny insect, from tiniest insect to elephant to lion to human beings to demigods, name it, everything in the universe. He sustains. That's his role as Paramatma. Gati, Bharta, Prabhu, he is the Lord. Shakshi. What Shakshi means? What does Shakshi mean? Krishna, do you know what Shakshi means? Witness. So he is now witnessing. He is the Lord sitting in the heart, witnesses. Whatever actions we do, he is the witness. How does this, we do something good, something bad, how is it kept? Who monitors this? Who is the director? Here. Krishna is, as Paramatma, Shakshi, a witness. Now in Krishna has got a, also is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna also has got a his representative as a Shakshi or witness. There's about 13 mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam by the Vishnu Dutas when they were talking to Ajamil. They mentioned about 13 witnesses for all living entities' action. Who witnesses their action? About 13 of them. Does anyone can guess?
Sun.
Moon. Demigods.
Fire.
Sorry? Alamiri. So this is in the 6th canto of chapter 1, verse number 42. It's mentioned. Surya, sun, Agni, fire, Kham, sky, Maruta, air, Deva, demigods, Soma, the moon, Sandhyas, the evenings or the injunction between the period, like in a move between night and day, it's called Sandhya. Ahani, day and night. Disha, directions. How many directions are there? Four, the main ones, and then the secondary, the primary four, east, west, north, and south.
Northeast.
Yes, northeast. So there's eight. And up and down. There is 10 directions. Yes? So, directions. Disha. Kam, water. Ku, land. Swayam. Even the soul living in the body is also witness. Dharma or Paramatma. Prabhupada translated as Yamaraja or Paramatma, Dharma. These are the representative of Paramatma as a Shakshi. So we think, okay, no one sees, whatever we do, we can just hide in a room or hide in a secluded place. But there are these 10 or these personalities all watching the actions of living entities. They work as a Shakshi. Yes? So what else we have? Shakshi. Nivasa is the abode. Saranam. He gives refuge. He protects. He's given all protection. Refuge. Suhrida. He is the best friend. Why Paramatma is best friend? Because whatever friendship we have today, may we have a land, may have a lot of friends, friendships, wife, children, home, family, relatives, all those friends, they're going to be just here for this life only. But as a Paramatma, He's been accompanying us for millions and millions and trillions of years. That's why He's getting this title as Suhrida, very best well-wishing friend. Because He's been accompanying us, He's with us all the time, life after life. That's why He calls Suhrida. Prabhava, He is in charge of creation. Pralaya, He maintains, creates, maintains and destroys as Paramatma. Pralaya, Prabhava, Pralaya Sthanam, Nidhanam is a resting place. Bijam, He is the seed giving. All seeds that comes from for our sustenance, He is the seed giver. Abhyayam, He is imperishable. This is Paramatma. This is the description. This is the qualities of Paramatma. So, as it is also mentioned, so in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, chapter 5, 41, there for us as a living entity, there are so many arrangements made. Now the questions asked, as a Saranam factor, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the as Sarvadharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, who do we surrender? In Srimad Bhagavatam it's mentioned that we are indebted for so many other things, like demigods, they provide, they are also in charge. They are representative of the Supreme Lord. They are providing us air, sunlight, heat, moonlight, rain, water. Demigods are in charge. Do we surrender to them? No. It's mentioned, see, devarshi bhutatma rinam pratirinam nakim karo nayam rini charajan sarvatma yas saranam saranyam kato mukundva parihitkaram. Do we surrender? Who do we surrender to? Deva? Because they're providing all the facilities? So say no. So we have Deva, receive, Bhuta, the other living entities we are indebted to, Apta, these friends and relatives. So then he says, give up everything, go into Saranam, Gato Mukunda Parihitkaram. Give up everything and surrender to who? Mukunda. This is our surrender, what Prabhupada mentioned. Sarva Dharman, give up everything. You don't need to, just work to surrender to the Lord. As so that is the role of Paramatma. Paramatma is in this creation, he is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is the destroyer, everything. He takes charge. Once in this material world, or as Paramatma, he is in complete control. He lives within us. He's got the same. Now another great feature is that even though he's been divided into so many living entities, it doesn't mean that he loses the power. He has the equal power as the Supreme Lord, original Supreme Lord Krishna, who is sitting with you. He's got the same power. That is the Lord describing in the scripture. So, where does he is also acting as a Chaitya Guru? Chaitya means heart. He who lives within the heart, giving us a direction, or giving us instruction, or giving us a protection, that is Guru, Chaitya Guru. So, for example, if I want to walk into a bank and I see a pile of, big pile of money, then there is a little instruction coming from, hey, it's money. As me, I wish I could have that money. Yes? But if he's here deeper down, do you hear something saying, no, this is not mine, this is not yours. If you steal it, it's a crime. If you do it, you're going to be put into jail. Do you receive that instruction? Do you hear the instruction within? If you go deeper down, yes. Who is giving that? Paramatma, yes. There's a Lord within, is giving us that direction. Anything that is wrong, if you really think and meditate before you act in certain some things, Paramatma is giving you guidance. There's intuition that comes within from your heart. Who's giving that? That is Paramatma. That's why it's called Suhrida, the best friend. So he is, and the representation, the physical representation of that Paramatma within heart, because we can't see, we can't talk to him, then that is the representative of Paramatma is spiritual master. That is the representative of Paramatma. Spiritual master comes as in the form so we can talk, discuss, ask questions and relate to him. So, as a Paramatma, what we can't have is relationship. Just like we can have it, what are the five types of relationships? Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Five types of relationship we can have with Lord. One is in a neutral, Santa, Dasya, as a servitor, as a parent, as a friend, or as a lover. With Paramatma, you cannot have this relationship. Paramatma's function is different. Paramatma's function is to maintain this creation. As a living entity, we may not be able to develop this relationship with Paramatma. But we can develop this relationship with Lord directly in different forms, as it is. Now, where does Paramatma's role end? Exactly. When a living entity returns or goes back to a spiritual world, the role of Paramatma ends there. Paramatma is no longer required at that point. He, as the third Vishnu, with three Vishnus we mentioned, that day, he goes into a Shira Dakshai Vishnu, he's gone into that. The role of Paramatma stops there. Just like a father accompanying a child up until he returns. And he gives, once it's returned, then the father says, okay, you're done. You've been a good boy, you have returned. This is our position. So we're here in this material world. So what is Prabhupada saying? Surinda. Sarvadharman, Krishna says, Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam praja. He surrendered the Lord, then he returned back home, back to Godhead. And then Paramatma stops at that point. So I would like to end here. Any questions or comments on Paramatma? Any comments?
Yes. Sometimes I confront with a question.
Do you want to take a mic?
Sometimes we confront with the questions. Sometimes we confront with the questions that the God doesn't have a form because it was not written in the Vedas, and the Vedas are the first scriptures. So why should I take the explanations for the other scriptures that has emerged from this after the Vedas? So Veda precedes the others, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So this is all these scriptures, they emerge after the four Vedas. So Veda came from the mouth of God, has given the first scripture. So it is the best scripture, so it comes from there. But we didn't see that in the Vedas, categorically it said that the God has formed, the God reciprocates with the way, five ways, that is the explanation. So why should I consider, and sometimes I confront, what should be the answers?
So as I understand, I can try to summarize the question. So it says, in the Vedas generally God is mentioned as a formless, right? And now we find, now surrendered into a form, God who's got a form, surrendered into Him. Where is the reference for those God as a having a form, correct? Is that the question?
Yes, that's the argument sometimes they make for. So what should be the answer?
Okay. As mentioned, yes, somewhat you're right. I think, I mean, the feature of God is given in three forms. One is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. It's not that it is not mentioned that God is formless. What is mentioned is God has got an energy which you can see everything that is a formless. Is Brahman or Brahmajyoti. But it is also mentioned, yes, in scripture, God has a form from day one, from beginning. We hear, this is the scripture, which is Brahma Samhita, which was offered to Lord Brahma, by Lord Brahma, to Lord Krishna, when just beginning of the creation. What does it say? Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana. He does not say God has a formless. He's saying Satchit Ananda. What type of form? Is full of, is eternal, full of knowledge, and always blissful. Vigraha means form. So there is not mention of formless. There is one reference. That is the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma, when he heard the Veda. So, and like that, this, you know, whole Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioning Krishna has got a form. God has got a form. Whole Bhagavad Gita mentioned the same thing. Upanishad mentioned the same thing. He's got a form. We just read from Upanishad. Lord Vishnu has got three forms. Vishnu, Trini Rupani. Rupani, Rupa means form. How can we say God has a formless form? It's not that. Of course, God acts in the aspects of formless is also mentioned. Yes, it is mentioned. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. So it's three aspects of God's realization.
So whether there is any hierarchical structure of our scriptures, okay, Veda is the first book, so that is why as per the status they are the best one, and then...
No, it's not like that. It's not hierarchy, okay, well, first we understand the Veda, then we understand Upanishad, but then we understand the Puranas, and no, it's not like that. It's the Veda says original, they think. When the Vedas were studied by the great rishis and different the teachers, they have further expanded, they have their own explanation, and that comes in the form of Puranas, Upanishads,
and Itihas and all that, it just comes. So it's all work. But yes, originally Vedas are there. In the Vedas, it is mentioned. That's why it is mentioned in the Upanishads and different Puranas, mentioned as a Krishna, as a God, as a form, not formless. No. Sorry.
Prabhupada, you're just saying that one cannot form any relationships of the five rasas with the Paramatma in the heart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit confused because there's one verse quoted by Prabhupada also that Hanumanji, he says that I know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but Lord Ram will always be the Lord of my heart. So, one is, of course, one can form a relationship with the Lord in the heart.
So the question is, we mentioned that the Paramatma, as Paramatma, we do not have a building a relationship directly with Paramatma as we can have a different relationship with such as Santa, Dasa, Sakya, Madhurya and Vatsalya and all those relationship to Paramatma we cannot have. Where Maharaj, you mentioning that Hanuman was able to see the Lord from in the heart, and how is that relationship? Is it, what relationship is that with that? You consider that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not a relationship. Oh, at that particular pastime, what Hanuman was actually trying to explain, the Lord is everywhere. And Lord is within my heart as well. When I see it, the Lord is in my heart, and he actually showed. He was able to show that feature of the as within the heart. But in terms of relationship, there is not much of an interaction. He just proved that God is in the heart. He's living there. He's such a devotee of the Lord Ramachandra, he was able to show the heart within him, in the Lord in the heart. But he doesn't have that, you know, like a servitor or Madhurya, or he cannot, you know. Yeah, he has a love, yes, of course. But primarily he's showing that he's there in my heart, my Lord. That's my understanding. But generally, if you see any other, it's that relationship is only in the other forms of the Lord.
Yes, so my another question was, people say that Krishna is the Lord of my heart or like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So in that case, does the Ishtadeva or person take on the form of the Lord in the heart?
Some cases, yes. Like, I mean, as Hanuman, the example you gave Hanuman, yes, Lord took as a... But of course, he is there as a Paramatma. But just to show, prove that point, at that point, of course, that Paramatma is the same, Lord Ramachandra was sitting outside, is also. So he can he manifests himself as a Ram because he was such a Ramata. And then he's there manifesting himself. So what is the difference? I mean, the Lord, for the Lord, there's no difference. He's outside, but he can be also inside. And because he has such a devotion as to Lord Ramachandra, instead of showing him the Paramatma form, the Lord has manifested him as a Lord Ramachandra because they are the same. In the other way.
Would it be right to say that the soul is in the heart and the Lord is in the heart? Would it be possible to say that the soul can serve the Lord in the heart?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But can you have that relationship? Not much. That's why Lord expands himself in a deity form for us to serve. Yeah, then we can have that, you know, connection. We can decorate him, we can feed him, that's the manifestation of the Lord that comes in. But within the heart and soul, yeah, it's there, but my soul is there, and then I'm also, because I'm living in the soul, and the heart, the Paramatma is also living there in the soul, can I worship him in there? Yeah, there's not much. Paramatma has got a specific a role to create, maintain, and everything. But in terms of developing a bhakti, devotion,
it is generally to the Lord Krishna directly, in a different form. Of course, the same form, same Lord. But he comes in a different role.
In the beginning of the lecture, you explained that Paramatma is like the father who is teaching the child to drive. Mm-hmm. So the safety net and all that environment. Now that we have this environment created for a lot of people, mm-hmm. So my question is like, what have we done exactly? Like for example, yesterday Keshav Prabhu explained that the Brahmavad philosophy is that everyone is God. And you fell down from God, so that's why you are here, and then you become God and go back again. So what exactly happens? As in, what have we done that is similar to wanting to drive a car?
So it's generally mentioned that as a living entity, because the living entity has got one thing is a desire, will. That he wants whatever the desire is not controlled through. Because if the living entity is the desire also, the will is controlled by a Lord, then it's mechanical. We have a freedom of our desire. So that desire is to be separate or being envy, having envy of the Lord as in his original form, enjoying and loving. When that desire occurs, then the living entity is put into a material world. Okay, you want to be separate, you want to be independent, you want to lord it over, you want to be the Lord. Okay, we'll create a little territory for you. So then the material creation is created for all the living entity who wants to be independent. I want to be free, I want to do whatever you like, it's given there. But it's like the freedom is given within the guidance. It's like within the boundary. Of course, all the rules come in. There is where your freedom is limited. You can't do whatever you like, you're controlled. So that is when it starts. Then we come in, and then the whole Paramatma, the creation, and the whole material energy that comes into place. And this is all, it's a playground created by God for us. And that example you gave the child wanting to drive. Yeah.
But like in the beginning of the creation is Satyu, in that everyone is in goodness. So
that's slightly different topic. Yes, Satyuga is there. That is Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. These are time, given, it's a cycle. It's only in Satyuga, then there is after Kali Yuga, there is no more Satyuga. It cycles, it goes to Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, it just goes in the cycle. So yes, in the Satyuga, people are more pious, more virtuous, more like Kali Yuga, as they progresses. So Kali Yuga is not the beginning of the creation. It's not beginning. It's just that the different ages is just go on the cycle. So yes, when the creation starts, yes, it starts from Kali Yuga, I mean Satyuga, goes down further. But these go cycle, they continuously go on the cycle. So it's not that sort of after Satyuga. It just goes in a cycle. Okay. We'll end here. Sukanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sarva Gopal ki jai. Thank you.